Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Iowa Computer Repair. Keeping your business running, iowacomputerrepair.com. And the Strudel House at Austrian Restaurant and Bakery, the taste of Europe in Des Moines, strudelhouse.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us this afternoon as you wind your way home from another busy work week. Each Friday, we kind of tune things out as far as the hardcore business news. We do the national news, as you just heard, and the regional and local news. But then we take a step back with our in-person business interviews, and we take a look at the restaurant of the week. And this week, we have in studio with us Jake Schneider, who happens to be the sous chef and kitchen manager at the Strudel House. We haven't talked about the Strudel House in some time, so let's get into it. Welcome, Jake. Good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, with a name like Schneider, it had to be an Austrian restaurant, right?
Exactly. That's pretty much the only reason I got the job.
I can imagine that. Now, your boss, Chef Michael Leo, is in Austria right now, I understand.
Yep. He is, he's currently in Austria, just back at his hometown. He's watching some of his cousins at a ski competition. Left it, I'd say, in decent hands.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about, first of all, we'll talk about you, then we'll talk about Strudel House. How many years of school did you go to for culinary arts?
I actually didn't attend culinary school at all.
Now get out of here.
No, not at all. I came straight to Strudel House in, I want to say, September of last year, and September of 2015, I should say. And I worked at a couple coffee shops before that, but knew nothing.
You know, I have to tell everyone that I do happen to know that Michael and I texted each other this week prior to you coming on today, and he told me you knew absolutely nothing when you first started.
That's very true. I knew how to work a microwave.
All right. So what has Chef Michael Leo from the Strudel House taught you?
He's taught me everything I know. He's taught me how to cut meats, how to make sauces, how to prepare new dishes. He's allowed me to have quite a bit of freedom when it comes to the menu, quite a bit of freedom when it comes to creating my own dishes, especially within the past couple months.
Did you ever think that this was something you were going to be doing?
You know, I thought about it for a little bit, but I really didn't want to attend school for it, so I just never pursued it, and then I got this job, and here I am a year and a half later.
And he's been very helpful.
Oh, he's been extremely helpful.
You know, the mad Austrian, ladies and gentlemen, has been helpful. You know, he is known to have a bit of a temper.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bit of a temper. Is that common, you think, among many chefs?
You know, I would say so. In the restaurant environment, it can be very stressful, and it can be very time-consuming, especially when you own your own restaurant and you're the head chef as well.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Well, let's talk a little bit about what makes your job so interesting relative to the Strudel House. Talk to us a little bit about that. You know, Michael's been on before, but it's kind of interesting to get your perspective. What do you think? What's the Strudel House like? Tell folks what it is and what it isn't.
Well, it's like a taste of Europe and the south side of Des Moines. I don't know any other Austrian restaurants within a 50-mile radius, especially authentic Austrian restaurants.
I know none, as a matter of fact.
It's unique in that it's only been there for a couple years, and we're starting to gain more and more popularity. For instance, we will be on the Cooking Channel in February. Mm-hmm. I'll have to check the date again on that. But what's unique about it is the fact that Michael does come from Austria. He has owned another restaurant in Altoona for a while.
Right.
And so it's very authentic cooking, and it's also very much a relaxed atmosphere. We don't rush you when you come to eat. You know, we urge you to take your time, enjoy your meal while you're here. We want you to feel like you're at home.
Well, one of the things I think that's pretty unique about the Strudel House, and I've had the pleasure of eating there many times, is that it is quiet. I mean, it's very relaxed. You go there for lunch, for example.
Yeah.
You can just kind of sit back and enjoy the music and the food, and you don't have a TV blaring away or a radio blaring away. It's just, it really is, it's a detox center is what it is.
It really is. It really is. And with the atmosphere that we've created, I think that's one of the reasons why people enjoy us so much. It's mm-hmm. a step back from some of your bigger sports bars or anything like that. It's a little slice of Europe that you have 10 minutes away from you.
Now, roughly how many tables at the Strudel House?
We have 10 tables there. We can seat about 35 on a good night.
Yeah, wow. That's so it is tiny at the same time.
It is very tiny.
Yeah. Well, which is kind of adds to the charm, I think, perhaps.
Exactly.
We're talking with Jake Schneider. He is a sous chef and kitchen manager at our restaurant of the week. That would be the Strudel House at 1951 Indianola Avenue, just south of Principal Park here in Des Moines. So tell us a little bit about the menu. You said that Chef Michael Leo allows you some great latitude with that. What is it that you're bringing to the menu at Strudel House?
Well, a lot of that. We change our menu up quarterly. We just started a new one in the beginning of January. And we have our weekly specials on there, which those change every week, sometimes every day. It depends on what we have, what we feel like we want to make. Another thing that we added on there was a duck variation. And we've had duck breast on there for as long as I've worked there. But This gives us a little bit of an option. Instead of just the typical seared duck breast, we could do a salad with grilled duck on top. We also have a lot of your traditional Austrian recipes, such as sausage with potatoes and sauerkraut, Wiener schnitzel, whether it's the pork or the veal, and the cheese spätzle. That's also a
cheese spätzle. That is so good.
It's a national dish from where Michael is from.
Is it really?
It is.
I didn't realize that, but it is really. Explain what cheese spätzle is, because maybe folks don't know.
Yeah, spätzle is a homemade semolina and flour pasta, and it looks kind of like tapiocas, except about an inch bigger or so. So we mix that up with some cream and some Swiss cheese, a little bit of onion in there. It's the best mac and cheese you've ever had.
Yeah, it is absolutely delicious. And then your lunch menu, you're open for lunch, what, Tuesday through
Saturday.
Yeah, and then is there a brunch or something on Sunday?
Sundays we do have brunch. Tuesdays, we actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't usually work the lunch. I usually work the dinner. So Tuesdays, we are actually not open. We are open for lunch Wednesday through Saturday.
Got it.
That was a more recent change.
That's right. Okay, so Wednesday through Saturday for lunch. And then dinner, when to when?
Wednesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. And with regard to the dinner menu versus the lunch menu at the Strudel House, how different are they?
The lunch menu will be a little bit more of the lighter fare. Yeah. So, for example, with the sausages, for the dinner menu, you would get two. For the lunch, you'd get one and a little bit of a smaller portion of each one. So it's very much the lighter side of things. We offer some croissants as well. We offer our croissant of the day. We offer soup. We offer a mixed salad with an unbreaded schnitzel. We offer specials. It's very, very similar, but more of a lighter side.
Got it. All right. And wines. What's the story about the wines at the Strudel House?
There's a lot of them. I'll tell you that. We have wine from about, I want to say, at least 100 different countries, just all around the world. That is one thing that Michael is very passionate about.
Yeah, he is. Well, Michael's a trained sommelier. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so he knows his wine and knows it well. And he travels quite a bit to get some unique wines, I understand.
Yeah, he's slowly training me to learn more and more about the wines. That's one thing that I actually asked him to do. So I'm learning more the differences between our Chardonnays and our Pinot Grigios, for example. But we have dozens of different varieties of wines. That's probably understating it.
And then two other things I think that we want to talk about with regard to the Strudel House is the coffees.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit.
The coffee, I would honestly go as far as to say that's some of the best coffee we have in Des Moines. We offer some of the European style. So when we bring you your coffee to you, if it's just a brewed coffee, you'll get a little pot, a little glass of water, a little cookie, you know, just as they would serve it in Europe. And we also have cappuccinos and lattes as they were meant to be made.
Got it. As they were. See, did you get that? As,
as
they were meant to be made.
That, exactly.
It sounds a bit like Michael Leo, as a matter of fact. All right. So then the fourth thing that I want to talk with you about. Our guest is Jake Schneider. He's the sous chef and kitchen manager at our restaurant of the week, which is the Strudel House, is the bakery side of things. Mm-hmm. Is Chef Leo been teaching you baking as well?
Not as much.
Okay.
Not as much. They leave that to the day crew. I'm learning more as we go along. But our bakery, that's where we make a lot of our money. Our fresh-baked pastries, such as our almond Linzers. Our strudel is fantastic as well. I mean, you can't own a restaurant with the name Strudel House
without
having excellent strudel. Yeah. We also have our cakes and our Napoleons. Those are some of our big sellers.
And those are also available for pickup so that people can take them out of there. We're talking with our friend Jake Schneider. He, as a matter of fact, I think I remember when you started there, Jake. Were you washing dishes for a while, too?
I was washing dishes for a while, mopping the floors. I started at the very, very bottom.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. It's something you really enjoy doing.
Yeah. I enjoy the creativity behind it. Uh-huh. I enjoy being able to take and create my own dishes. There are some that I've created that are on the menu right now.
Really?
And just the ability to take something that Michael has given me, the base recipe, and put my own spin on it.
Nice, nice. Well, give us an example.
One dish that we have on there, I've got a lot of vegetarian friends who enjoy coming to the Strudel House for their pastries, but a lot of our items have meat in them, and they were afraid to come in and be able to get dinner. So one item that I created was a roasted kale and chickpea stew. So that's a tomato-based stew with garlic and some herbs in there. We also have the roasted kale and chickpeas. So it's very much a light stew, but it'll fill you up because of the chickpeas. That's one of my favorite dishes.
There you go. Even vegetarians we are concerned about. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Jake, for
You're welcome.
Stepping in on this Friday afternoon and talking a little bit more about our restaurant of the week. If anyone out there has missed any or all of this conversation with Jake, you can pick it up on our podcast page. It's on iTunes as well as Podbean, and we'll have that up in just a little bit. Thanks again for coming by. And
thank you very much for having me.
Has he taught you any German, by the way?
Only the swear words.
Only the swear words. Our restaurant of the week is the Strudel House, and sous chef Jake Schneider and kitchen manager Jake Schneider has been with us talking about the unique quality of what I think is perhaps the only authentic Austrian restaurant in the metro and beyond. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. We've got to clear on out of here. Check out what happened today on Wall Street. We'll tell you what the markets did on this, an inauguration day, January 20, 2017. Wow. How time flies, right? All right. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour for a Friday.